On Wednesday, the 26th of November, the Chancellor of the Exchequer will deliver the autumn budget. I'm Josette Lesser, and I'm with Monica Harding, who is Lib Dem MP for Esher and Wharton. Can you tell me what your thoughts are about this budget that's coming up?
Well, look, all the talk is about the budget at the moment, and I think that's very worrying for many of my constituents who I know are rightly worried about the cost of living crisis and it feeling the cost of living crisis. And any rise in income tax would, of course, be way outside any promise made in the manifesto and make people feel very uneasy about what's to come. And frankly, we shouldn't be in this situation. This current government inherited a mess from the Conservative government, but haven't done too much to fix it. There's been the job tax, the increase in national insurance that is really hurting our businesses, forcing them to either lay off staff or not recruit staff. And we have urged the government to have a closer relationship with the European Union that we think would boost growth, because growth is what we need. We don't need more tax. We need to get to growth.
Is there anything specific that stands out for you that you are hearing that maybe we're not hearing as much of?
So I'm hearing what I think everybody else is hearing, that there may be an increase in income tax, and this would be a move away from the manifesto. I think we're sick of politicians that don't keep their promises. We don't want to see a rise in income tax when so many people are being hurt by a cost of living crisis that is still very much with us now. So that is what I'm worried about. That is what my constituents are worried about. We shouldn't be in this situation. We should be trying to get as much growth as we can. And the jobs tax, the national insurance tax rises that have been imposed on business are not helping prosperity and growth at all. In fact, quite the opposite.
Let's move on to Heathrow then, because this is another government project which you're not particularly comfortable with, are you?
No, I'm not. The government have fast-tracked their proposals for Heathrow expansion and have launched a consultation. What they have to test out is four things: how much growth Heathrow can create, if it complies with our strategy or standards on air quality, how much it complies with our noise and noise mitigation commitments, and also if it's consistent with the UK's net zero targets. So those are the four tests that the consultation will be laying out. I have asked, and I asked the Minister this in the House of Commons, that it will be transparent and that it will be accountable and that my constituents will be able to contribute to that consultation and the results will be transparent, because constituents in Esher and Wharton, particularly those who live along the river in Molesey and Thames Ditton and Long Ditton, are really affected by noise pollution that comes down as planes circle or go into Heathrow. We've got 8 flights that are going over this area at the moment, and any increase in Heathrow is going to increase that noise, and it's already at levels that people really are uncomfortable with. And I have met constituents who say they've been at dinner at, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, and the noise of planes going over there is thunderous. So we don't want to get into a situation like other London boroughs that are close to Heathrow, where there's so many planes going over. So that's a real problem for me. So is the air quality. We are circled by the M3, the M25 and the A3. This is a basin, so we get a lot of air pollution anyway. And I can only see that Heathrow expansion is going to add to that. And I have asked the Minister directly, if Heathrow expansion does not meet these four tests that she's laid out, will she U-turn? And she refused to answer that question. The other thing, I think, is our net zero commitments. The Environmental Audit Committee, the day after this announcement about the fast track of Heathrow was announced, came out to say that the extra flights would risk the government's own net zero commitments unless there's a massive acceleration in the decarbonisation of aviation, which is not likely by the time we're going to get this Heathrow in place, which the government are currently saying is 2035. So it's full of holes. There is another issue about how much growth it can create and how much it's actually going to cost. And the figures there are very, very flaky. So I'm concerned about it. I've brought it up in the House of Commons again, and I will continue holding the government's plans to account for my constituents.
Staying with travel, let's talk about South Western Railways, because they are the first to be nationalised. Where do you stand on this?
Look, we were promised a new dawn. I'm not sure we've got that yet. We had major signalling disruption during the summer, and we also had a summer timetable that saw some of our services cancelled. And South West Rail still remains the London commuter train operator with the most services delayed and cancelled. So any hope of a new start, I think we've been dismayed. There is a reason behind the renationalisation and bringing Network Rail and South West Rail together under one header. I can see that the attraction of that, because often delays are blamed on the other side, either signalling problems that are not under South West Rail's control, or the trains are not under Network Rail's control. So I can see the logic of bringing these two things together. But we haven't seen any uplift in the services. There's been some delays over this autumn already. The new Arteria trains have been brought in to some of the stations and some of the routes in the constituency. I've been pushing for them to be all over the constituency because that will really help with the delays and cancellations. And I am told are meant to be leaf-proof. So if they're leaf proof, that's a very good thing. And we won't have the autumn that we had of last year because so many trains were delayed and cancelled because of leaves on the line.
I think that is such a standing joke. I will wait to see what happens with that because there's always the wrong type of leaf.
Of course. And the wrong type of snow. So let's hope it doesn't snow this year.
Okay, so let's also talk about transport good news, and that of course is South Western Railway finally working on Hampton Court.
We have some brilliant news on South West Rails for those people that use Hampton Court station. We've been pushing, you know, so long to get the canopies repaired. It's scaffolded all over the station at the moment. It's been so for a long time. And many of our tourists that are coming into one of our nation's greatest tourist attractions, Hampton Court Palace, are seeing a dilapidated station with scaffolding everywhere. It's not good. So I've been pushing South West Rail to get them to hurry up on the repairs. And we now have some dates at last. The repairs will begin on November the 5th and they're scheduled to last until April the 1st. So by the spring and summer, we should have at last a transformed station that we can be proud of.
Can I move you on to bus routes, particularly for kids? I know there's been problems in Esher. What are you doing about that?
So Surrey County Council took away the school bus route for some children at Esher High School. There were 81 children that were impacted by Surrey County Council's decision to withdraw their travel assistance. And first of all, Surrey County Council suggested that they should be walking along some very unsafe, unlit routes across country, if you like, across fields in order to get to school. And if you think about children coming home in the dark often during winter, that seemed to me to be very unsafe. So I wrote to Surrey County Council and urged them to put the provision back in place. There was also a problem with more children using the number 841 bus, which was already at capacity. And given this withdrawal of transport, more kids would be getting on this bus. There's over 1,000 students at Esher. And so I'm really pleased to say that Surrey started a pilot of increasing the 841 bus service, and they have now confirmed that that pilot is going to become permanent. So the kids at Esher High have got a way to get home, which is what we all wanted. And I've paid tribute to the parents and the families and the school for really, really pushing, working with me to push Surrey County Council, and we've got a win. So that's really good news.